You don't have to be a parent to understand how much pressure parenthood can be sometimes. That pressure comes from all directions, but as Lake Effect essayist Lane Pierce knows, sometimes the worst pressure can be self-inflicted.
When I'm out and about with my 2-year-old son, it's nearly impossible to avoid conversation with strangers. Maybe it's his wavy auburn hair, wide brown eyes, or how he smiles at people straight in the face. When toddlers are in their happy place, they delight in themselves and everything that's around them. It's simply impossible for passersby not to join in the fun. This week, my little one was trotting around the lobby of our local library after his beloved story time with Miss Katie. A woman, moving quickly, prepared herself to blast into the fresh air, but stopped when she saw my son hopping around the lobby's floor mats. "It's been a long time since my boys were this little," she said kindly. "They're practically grown, 17 and 12. My oldest will be leaving for college soon." I said that I could hardly imagine that. "Yes, when they're this little, it's hard to see anything else," she said, looking down at my son. "It can be tough at the beginning with boys," she recalled. "The first 3 years are hard. They have so much energy. It can really take it out of you. But I think when they get older, it seems easier than raising girls." I replied that I'd heard other people say the same thing. She seemed like a relatively open book, so I asked her, "Did you like spacing your children?" She said it wasn't really her plan, but after delivering her first, she got pretty sick. She said she needed a break. Then her dream job popped up and she just couldn't say no. She looked up, 4 years had passed. She was older when she started everything, almost 40 when she had her second. She told me that her youngest was born with a cleft lip and some special needs, and she worried she should have done everything sooner. She looked at me and said, "Until you have a child with special needs, you just can't understand what it takes." I nodded my head slightly. "Yes," I said. We said our goodbyes and she left, but for the rest of the day, I couldn't stop thinking of her. I felt sad thinking of the guilt she was carrying, had carried for all those years. I wished I could find her again to look in her eyes and say, "It's not your fault. It's not your fault your son has disabilities. It's not your fault you needed to take care of yourself. It's not your fault you waited and lived your life and worked a dream job. Don't blame yourself." It takes nearly everything we have to live our own lives. And when we become mothers and have our babies, we dip so far into our reserves that sometimes we come inside out. When things go wrong, we blame ourselves at the cellular level because we think our children perfect. And the only explanation that they could be anything other than perfect must be our own shortcomings. Of course, this isn't true. One of the greatest lessons many of us will need to learn is that we can't be responsible for every breath, feeling, and action our children take. But sometimes it seems so impossible that we could grow our babies inside our very being and not feel accountable for every single thing. The only way I can make sense of this and not be buried under the responsibility of another life is to think of every life, even my child's, as a mystical formula. A formula comprised of choices, circumstances, genes and influences, people, chemistry, traits, grace-filled moments, and a final ingredient that I just can't put my finger on. It's something that changes the equation moment to moment. We mothers are bestowed these lives that sync up to us and change our very stride. All we can do is embrace them and take our steps side by side.
Lake Effect essayist Lane Pierce is a Listen to Your Mother essayist and 2014 Milwaukee cast member. She writes, wrangles, and raises a spirited toddler with her husband in Whitefish Bay. Thanks for listening to Monday's edition of Lake Effect. Don't forget, you can learn more about Lane Pierce and all our other contributors at our website. Go to WUWM.com and click on the Lake Effect tab and pick Contributors. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next.